Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
Lend God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending
God's favor.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning for a beautiful and most profound message from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be on who are Muslims, what is Islam, who are the people of this faith. We all know what's going on and happening in the world today with our new president and with the Muslims. And we know people are very curious. They have all kinds of ideas that have been planted in their heads about Islam and about Muslims. So we want to clarify this and give you a true understanding of who Muslims are, what Islam is, and who the people of the faith are. Yes, who the people of the faith. So we want you to understand that. There's a different meaning when we say the people of the faith. So this morning, we're going to try to clarify this understanding to you in such a way that you will see that we are all one creation. The word Muslim means submission to the will of Allah, the Almighty God. Islam means a way of living in agreement with the will of Allah. The purpose of Islam is to bring world peace back to human spiritual life. Islam is a complete system of life. Islam's sole foundation or belief is in the oneness of Creator. All creation is created with law and order. The law and order keep all creation working together as one whole creation according to certain natural laws. These natural laws are based on moral principles that cannot be altered or changed. Creation can only work in harmony and peace by following these moral principles. When working together, we see harmony in all creation. Our life as human beings under the will of Allah, the Almighty God, makes us one with creation, emphasizing the oneness of the Creator. Human life is evolved out of dead matter. This evolution must take place before human life can develop. Everything in the universe works by following definite laws that govern all creation. These laws keep everything existing as long as the universal laws are followed. Government means to govern. To govern life as life is meant to be governed. In all history, government, business, politics, all societies in general have rebelled against the system of moral justice. This has always brought about self-annihilation on the society. So people, the power to change this world is not in your votes. I repeat, the power to change this world is not in your vote. It is in your knowing that Allah, the Creator of all things, has power over all things. And now, with this said, Imam Shahid Shabazz, I see that he has come on. And I want to let you know again that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30. We try at least to bring it on every Sunday morning at 10:30. Sometimes we have problems, technical problems and difficulties. We're not able to bring the show on, but in most cases, we want to have this show on every Sunday at 10:30 for your information and to bring this truth and this wisdom of life from Imam Shahid Shabazz to you. We thank you for joining us. And without further delay, I will introduce you to and have to come on now the host of the show, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you, brother. You are now on the air, and I have your beautiful audience waiting to hear this wonderful message that you are bringing to them this morning.
Well, I thank you all very much. I got a little slow start off today. Bear patiently with me, if you will. You know, I'm just a human being, and we as human beings, we are frail. I mean that we're weak. And so I have to allow the Creator of the heavens and the earth to revive my spirit, revive my mind, and revive my body so that I can be used as an instrument by him to bring to you his message, me being just a medium, like electric wires, they are conductors. So I'm just conducting power of Allah, I'm bringing to you the power of Allah, I will, inshallah, from Allah. So know that the main thing is from the Creator, it's not from me. And I can prove that in his final revelations, the Quran. I would like to greet you first of all in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And next, I would like to say the prayer that's the greatest prayer that's ever been said by human beings. It is the prayer that covers about 3/3 of the whole book of Quran, Holy Quran. The Quran is the final revelations of Allah, the Creator. And in the Holy Quran, it confirms all of the previous revelations that were revealed to all the previous prophets, going all the way back, dating all the way back to the time of Prophet Adam, all the way up to the Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. With no further delay, we'll say this prayer and we'll open. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waddallin. Amin. We translate this into English, it would be with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship and thine aid we seek, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Yeah, with that said, thank you. With that said, I would like to say the program today is based, as all the programs are, on the existence, really, of human life. What is human life? I mean, everybody listening, and you can take it to those, please, that's not listening, ask them this question, if you will. What is our purpose of life as human beings here on the planet Earth? We look in the heavens and the earth and the universe, And we see many, many things. We see many opposites, likenesses. We see the successions of night and day. We see things evolving constantly. But we see everything working the same as it worked 2,000 years ago, working the same today. This should tell us something as human beings. So my question is, why ain't people learning? Why ain't people learning from the signs in the creation of Allah, the Creator? Why are people learning? The majority of people, of course, not everybody, but the majority. Why ain't they learning from the signs? You know, it's just like, I'm going to use this briefly. It's just like driving down the road, and you see a sign, and the sign say dead end. Do you keep trying to go down that road? No, because the road doesn't end. It's a dead. And why do I say dead end? Because it means if you keep trying to go down that road, you're going to end right there, and you're going to be dead. Because it ain't nowhere to go. So you got to take another way. This is an important message, because we just had millions of women marching, protesting about what the President Donald Trump is doing, has done, and is doing to take many Obamacare, which is insurance, you know, for people who don't have money for medication and medical procedures. And yeah, I was there. All praises due to Allah. I was blessed to make it there. And it was great. I understand there was about 2 million women there. And it was a great sight. And then there was all over the world marching for the rights. And it wasn't just women's, for women, so that they could get treated with justice and terms of insurance coverage in this country. It was also, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Caucasian millions with signs supporting African Americans and saying that African Americans have been mistreated in this country by their foreparents, and saying that they want to make reparation. They want to try to help us, and they are doing it, a lot of them, to overcome the effects and the institutionalized slavery that they see we are still plagued with as African-American people, that their peoples taught us our own selves and to love them. Because even in the march, I've seen hundreds of thousands of white people, white Caucasian people, and I've seen a few blacks, but guess what? The blacks was all up in the Caucasian faces like, you know, yeah, we follow y'all. Y'all are our hope. Y'all make Donald Trump do right for us. And I seen this. And I'm thinking back, sitting on the wall, laying back on the wall at my tables, and I'm saying, hey, every human being in the human race have the same God. You don't have to believe it. You're going to believe it one day. You know what? Anybody want to debate on that? I wouldn't debate with you one iota on this program. You got one God. Believe that. We're going to that a little later. But anyway, I was saying that the way the Caucasians were sticking together, going to the president, I said, this is how black people should be sticking together, African Americans. They should be doing this themselves, not waiting on, you know, the Caucasians to do this in order to get the attention of the government and let them know that they will not continue to accept their prejudice, their racism, their racial hatred against African-American people in particular. And that's a reason why so-called white people hate and try to destroy African-American people so much more than any other people in the world. They don't want African-American people to wake up. What do I mean by wake up? They don't want African-American people to wake up to know their true history. Because they know once the African-Americans know their true history, people, they will know that their true history is Islam. And they will know that Islam freed the African people when they was being colonialized, when they was being enslaved by Arabs, enslaved by Jews, enslaved by the British, the European. They know there was only until a man was blessed and raised up out of his mother's womb, already with the deliverance of the world in his genes. And his name was Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. This one man was blessed by Almighty Allah to change the world from the world we see now, a world of people totally in denial of their creator. Yes, in total denial. They was in total denial of their creator. In fact, in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, there's a house called the Kaaba. I'm looking at it right now. The Kaaba is a house that Prophet Abraham and his son, Prophet Ishmael, peace be upon them both, they built this house thousands of years ago as a symbol or sign of the worship of all people. And also, I'm going to take it a little bit further for our will. A house is where your protection is, you see. And also, what it is saying is that when we all submit to the one God as a race, as human beings, Allah will protect us from evil. Yeah, he will protect us from evil. In that house, too, that is a symbol of the worship, of the unity of the worship of Allah, the Creator, you have what's called a black stone. Now, the black stone is called the cornerstone in this house. The cornerstone is the stone that holds up the whole building. It's the foundation of the building, the Kaaba. Now, what is the symbolic to? In the world, there is a people. Allah, the Creator, has always chosen a people and raised that people up when the world was like it is in now, the shape, spiritual darkness. Most people are in total spiritual darkness of their Creator and mental darkness of who their Creator is. So, now, the Kaaba and the black stone also are symbolic of the human nature. Now, what do I mean by that? The human nature starts out in darkness. When we were created, and our Creator put some of his divine spirit in our hearts, we were in darkness in our mother's womb. Darkness. But we didn't stay in darkness. But we were conceived in darkness. And we was blessed to evolve out of darkness, triple darkness. What is the triple darkness? We was in darkness physical, we was in darkness mental and spiritual. That's triple darkness. And so before we can wake up and understand who we are as a human being, we must go back to our nature, our real human nature, which is spiritual. Because in that triple darkness, we will develop first what? Physical. Allah developed us in the womb of our mother physical. Then after he did this, Allah took some of his life-giving spirit in our hearts at the conception. He put some of his spirit, his ruach, his spirit in us, and it quickened, or it gave us the ability that no other creature have, and that is the ability to think, to reason, to understand. Why did he do this? Why didn't he make us like a tree, like the sun, the moon, or other creation where it is under divine laws that cannot be that cannot deviate from the laws they're under. A dog got to be a dog. The sun got to shine when it's got to shine. It's got to shine when it's got to shine. And they all work in order. They don't try to outdo each other. Everything works in harmony we see in creation. So this is our nature also. Our nature is harmony, harmonious. But if you see people not working together, that's because they've lost touch with their nature. And again, the true nature of all human beings is good. Why? Because the good God, the good creator who created us, put his goodness in us when he put his spirit in us, and we became living souls. And when our soul gave us life, our soul gave us life in our intelligence. So life is intelligent life. Life is not animal life. Life is intelligent life. Life is moral life. Because the morals come from the goodness of Almighty God who created us. So our life is in morality, good morality, God morality. And that's the only way we can save ourselves as individuals and save ourselves as a world is by coming back. Look what's inside yourself, and you will see that you have all you need in you to change yourself from worse to better and to change the world from worse to better. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. One moment, please. I want to get back to my window was blank on me here, so I had to bring it back up. One thing with this computer is that I went away from it a minute, and once you let it sit idle, the window goes dark on me. So now I've got to bring all of this back up again. But we want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And today's show is this morning that we are bringing to you. And again, I apologize. I'm still trying to bring this window back up. Is who are Muslims? What is Islam? Who are the people of this faith? And Imam Shahid Shabazz is doing a wonderful job. Can you hear me, Imam Shabazz?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Yes, the window went dark on me for a minute here. I had gone away to do something that I had to do for the show. And when I came back, my window was dark. So I have to really watch for that. The teachings he's teaching today, people, we must listen to it. We must understand that we are all one creation. And who are the Muslims? As he's saying, the Muslims are you. The Muslims are all of us. The Muslims are all of Allah's creation, the creation of the creator of us all. And we submit our will. We come here submitting our will to the will of the Creator. But we have choices, as Imam Shahid Shabazz said, and those choices allows us to choose which direction do we want to go in. Do we want to stay on the straight path, submitting to the will of the Creator, or do we want to choose to do our own thing, as they say in this book, and go straight from the path and follow that which is against the will of the Creator, which is contrary to the will of the Creator. And this is what is happening today, and this is why the world is in the chaos that it's in. So I want to say that so far I see that we do have one listener on today, and that person I'm going to call on now, I believe I know who it is. I'm looking at this phone number, and it's from Washington, D.C., and I believe it's beautiful.
Thank you for coming on.
My beautiful sister called me this morning, let me know that she hadn't been able to come on as she desired every Sunday, but she definitely wanted to come on this Sunday. And we thank her for her support whenever she can come. And we know it's not possible to come on every Sunday, but we certainly appreciate and are glad to have you whenever you can join us. So if there's anything coming that you would like to make at this time, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, inshallah, I enjoyed the program. And I understand what he's saying about the white people down here is like they speak enough for us. But you got to realize that during slavery, they were brainwashed to be like this, and it hasn't changed yet. It's a mindset thing, you know. We're all supposed to stick together as one, but until we can do that, it will always be like it was back in thousands of years ago.
Beautiful, my beautiful sister. Thank you for that comment. You are so right. Yes, we are still back in the mindset of slave mentality. As you know, Shaheen has said, you have spoken to us about more than once. And many of us are so satisfied and comfortable in this mindset that we don't want to change.
Right.
Yes. Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, but like I said, even as Muslims, you know, we supposed to stick together and, you know, I don't see a lot of us sticking together either. It's just everybody in their own group or what have you. And Allah didn't put us down here for that. He put us down here for all of us to get along. You know, we down here for a purpose and a reason.
So beautiful, so beautiful. Thank you. That is right. We are not united ourselves. So we shouldn't be asking what's going on and why. When we are so disunited, disconnected, and like he says, we are still looking at the white man as our God, the reality of it is. You know, we're seeking his approval for whatever we do. We're seeking to follow him, whatever he says or do. We won't come together as a people and do for self. And we've had many people sent to us, Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, are the two that we all know, who tried to not just come to us and tell us that we need to come together and bring us together, but to show us how to build a nation, how we can do for self. But we refused to come together then. Now, the situation has come to this point with the laws warning to us. So what are we going to do now? We keep talking togetherness, but we keep looking for selfish. We want self-position, self-power, self-recognition from it, instead of actually being sincere and everybody coming together and working for the cause of our people as a whole, as a unit. And the law has blessed us with more finances, more material, more of everything that we need to be able to make it easy for us to do this today. But yet we still refuse to. All we do is lip service and refuse to come together, speak to it, and actually work together to help bring back, bring into place the African Americans here in America in the position that they should be in and living the life that they should be living over here. I want to remind you, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Well, I just wish we could all get it together soon before, regarding to resurrection, because you know what, I pray every day for Allah to take me under his wing, to take me in Jannah.
Beautiful, beautiful, wonder. Yes, sister. This is what we all need to do today, is to stand very close to our Creator. He's the answer, the only answer, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, you know. Trump, there's nothing he can do. As you can see, there's nothing he wants to do that's right, that's good for us as a people, or it's good for the Muslims, it's good for the African Americans, or any indigent people, as they call us. We are the ones who are the builders of the world, yet we are considered the indigent people. So it's very sad how we have committed ourselves by not following the orders of our Creator in Islam, committed ourselves to come to this position in life. And we're going to have to come back together and clear up this terrible situation that we have caused on ourselves in this world. Imam Shahid Shabazz, is there anything that you would like to say, would you like to continue at this time?
Of course I would like to continue. I mean, you know, I was just letting you have the opportunity to talk. Yeah, if you want to be the host today, you can't be the host because, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I have nothing to gain. But, yes, of course I want to continue to teach. I had to pray and ask Allah, our Creator, to bless me to be able to teach today because I was feeling so rough last night. So, of course, the message that he had for me, for his people, he want me to get that message to his people before the show go off. And since time moves so fast, sister, I have to say what I have to say. And I first want to say to Sister Nafisa, I appreciate you as a Muslim woman, who I believe is sincere in her heart and her love for Allah and in her love for human society, to want to see the human beings in the society come back to civilized thinking and come out of this here uncivilized thinking, this ungodly thinking, and it's African-Americans in particular, but in general, you just see that the whole society is going to hell. What is hell? Hell is a state of constant misery. Hell is a state of not being able to distinguish good from evil. Hell is a state where you think your evil is your good. And this is what we have been brought to today. I hear noise in the background. I don't know where it's coming from, but if you can clear it up, it would be helpful. It's a little distracted, but I can go on. But I feel like to get it cleared up. But, yes, sister, slave.
Excuse me. I'm not actually getting it on my end, but I'll see one moment if I can do that. One moment here. I'm not actually getting anything on my end here.
Hear me.
I'm muted.
All right. Okay. Now we can try and see if that would be better for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so I would just like to say to the sister that you are right, that the damage that slavery has did to our people, African-American people, not just here in the United States, but all over the world for thousands of years, it has come, I guess, cumulated, if I'm saying the word right, combined. And we're seeing the combined results of that slavery. It wasn't a slavery that people were just using us for chattel work or work as an animal. But everybody, believe it or not, everybody in the world knows our great history as a black people, so-called indigenous people of the earth. They know us. They know that we were the first people. You got more people in the world today since Allah has exploded Islam on the scene, knowing and finding out that we, the African-American people, we are indeed the people that were here in the beginning, and we started the righteous mission of Almighty God, Allah, righteous mission for the world, and that it, we are in the last of this part of his creation, and we have to, we're the ones, Allah is given an opportunity to bring the world back to its righteous and just order. And we cannot do this, you're right, until we have unity. I shared last night with someone, Allah works through unity. Evil works through division. And so evil main weapon, most people don't even realize it, Muslims either, that the main weapon of evil is ignorance. Why do I say that? Let's go back to the beginning of time with Adam and Eve. How did he deceive them? How did he deceive our mother and father and get them to fall from the grace, from the goodness, and from the bliss that Allah had them in paradise? He got them to fall through ignorance. He deceived them. When you deceive somebody, what are you doing? You're keeping them in ignorance so they won't know what you're doing to them, when you're going to do it to them, or how you're going to do it to them. They lied to you. So this country, America, and black people, we have been deceived. We have been under deception for over 500 years. And one time in the history of this country, they wanted to kill all the slaves after they had got the slaves taught them how to, the Europeans or the Caucasian white people, how to build how to build up a civilized society. They didn't know nothing about that. After the Africans helped them to build up this country, the blacks, then they wanted to annihilate, exterminate the blacks. That's why you see right now Donald Trump, they want an all-white country. They, white people didn't bring us here so we could share in their wealth, share in their country, as they call it. They brought us here to use as slaves. They brought us here so that we could be used to build up a country, a world for themselves, and after building up, we build up their world, annihilate us. So since there was differences between them, their people in the north and the south, one part wanted to, one group wanted to kill us all. The other group said, no, don't kill them all. Let's all of us benefit from them. And then after we do that, we kill them. Then one man came from the West Indies, a European by the name of Willie Lynch. And this man, he said, listen, no, don't do either one, neither one, don't do neither one. He said, listen, he said, get all of the productivity you can out of them until they die. He said, I'm going to teach you all slave masters in America a fool, F-O-O-L, a foolproof plan. And if you follow this foolproof plan and teach it to them, you won't have to kill them. Even after you get all the productivity you need out of them, or want out of them, he said they will destroy themselves because they will stay fools. What is being a fool? It's being ignorant, not knowing who you are, not knowing where you come from. And in order to know where you're going, you got to know where you come from. Every people in America and the world stay in touch with their roots, but African Americans. Every people. So how can African Americans be saved today from their own self-destruction? They must first of all learn that no people can survive without uniting, like the sister said, unity. The Jews had whatever amount, 33 million or whatever, they had most of their race annihilated by Hitler in Germany. And that one group of people serves as a model for all people in the world, especially African Americans. They said, listen, they killed almost all our people. They say, but a few of us are still living. And the only way we can survive, we got to stick together. And we got to realize that unity is our own hope to build up our race again and to come back, bring our race back into prosperity, justice, where we can be treated right as a people. We got to do this ourselves. They didn't say, they didn't go around marching and saying, we shall overcome one day and marching. No, they went to work. They went to work with a plan. They came up with a plan and a strategy on how they were going to overcome their oppression and slavery. No people has ever overcome oppression and slavery without a strategic plan. Everything is planned. The Creator is a planner. He planned everything He created. And then after He planned it, He executed His plan. And His plan has been working ever since. So as a people, African-American people, you got to have a plan. African-American people as a whole, they let everybody think for them but themselves. Everybody else, especially white people, they know who we are, black people. But most African-Americans don't know who they are. As the sister said, even in Islam, this way of life that will free your mind, it will free your soul. You see, we don't have to worry about physical slavery no more. That's over. Right? But the worst of slavery we see now was not physical slavery of our foreparents. It's mental, psychological, and spiritual slavery. Because you still have plantation life in America right now. What is one of the big signs of plantation life? The prison system is nothing but plantation life. Free labor. They make trillions of dollars off free labor of the prisoners. So this country is a country that don't have no intentions to change its ways. And Allah say this in the Quran. Allah say they are evil that they will continue to do until He stop them. But Allah works this way. He's not going to stop the government from oppressing the people, being unjust to the people, until the people recognize the government don't have power over them, that they working together have power over the government. Because Allah ain't with the few bad people in the government. He's with the good people working together. His goodness always will prevail over bad. His goodness, study history, has always prevailed over bad leadership, rulership, government. I want to use an instance briefly. Pharaoh during the time of Moses. This is modern day America. You know, Pharaoh was such an idiot that he said to the people, what God is there other than me? He said, I'm going to have my followers to build me a ladder up into the sky so I can climb up that ladder and meet this here God, unseen God that these children of Israel are talking about. Well, in this country here, all of you have been miseducated, white and black. You've been taught that anything you can't prove by science, and science only deals with basically the material order of things. Science and spirituality are not the same. But science and spirituality is supposed to work together, because everything that we see and deal with in the material world, so where does science come from? Science. That's where science comes from. Science. It means the science in the creation, study the science. And the science, if you study science correct, science will lead you, it will point you to the spiritual world every time. Because all science is a science. So I just wanted to say that too, because, you know, we are in a terrible condition today as African-American people and as a people. But I do see more people in the Caucasian race now standing up, fighting for not only their rights, but fighting for the rights of African Americans. And I see African American Muslims and African Americans, they're trying to be individuals. They're more individualistic than I ever seen them in my 60 years. They don't work together. They don't, other people try to help them, and they don't even receive the help. They take the help and turn the help bad. They're killing up each other and trying to blame other people, the white man especially. Now, if somebody has made me ignorant, and I look at my conditions and I see my conditions ain't right, something should go off in my heart and my head and tell me, look, they done lied to me. And I got to change this course that I'm on, because the course that they done lied to me and got me on is destroying me. So African Americans, you are your own problem. African American Muslims and African Americans, you are your own problem. You're your own problem because you don't want to unite. You looked at white people so long, and you looked at them prospering materially off your own labor, your people's labor. And you looked at it, they treated you so bad in slavery. They treat you so bad today. They don't want you really around them in terms of staying with them and trying to act like them, because they always have said, black people was three-fifths of a human being, and we was inferior to them, and we could never be equal with them. And they still believe and feel the same way and treat you the same way, while they treat their animals better than they treat black people, white people. Now black people following them, treating their animals better than they do their children. Everywhere you go now, you see dogs in white and black people's houses, and they kissing the dog, worshiping the dog. Where did they get that from? They got it from their slave masters. Where did homosexuality come from? It came from the slave masters. Where did lesbianism come from? It came from the slave Caucasian European people. They brought that stuff over here from England. Most of the black people that came over here on slave ships 400 or 500 years ago, they were Muslims. Muslims don't do those things. We practice good morality. The Europeans that came over here on those slave ships and brought us, they didn't have no morality. They didn't know what morality is because they didn't know who God was. They were people that was a barbaric and heathenistic people. They ate their own waste and drunk their own urine. They even, when the movies Dracula came on, that's not based in no fiction. Those people actually, when they died over there, they didn't know how to live. They used to eat the dead meat and flesh of their people to survive. And they drunk the blood. And this ain't just 400 years ago. Study their history. You'll find that they are cannibalistic people. They said that we were in Africa. You never study the history of Africa. You'll never find cannibals. Africans never ate Africans. Drink their blood. You can call this racism if you want to. No, this is true history that you need to know, African-American people and Caucasians, so you know that both races need to work together and understand that the evil that is against us is not us against each other, but it's ignorance and lies that's been put in religion by the Roman Catholic Church to keep white people divided against black people, because they know we are rulers of the world, not rulers of the world in the sense like we know God, but rulers in the sense of the world, meaning we are the ones chosen to keep the world in order, to keep the world in under justice, the justice of Almighty God. They don't want us to know that. And I'm going to say this and conclude at this time. What Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, Nixon, and all the presidents that have been in the White House, except Obama and Jimmy Carter, I would say, and or Bill Clinton. What all of the rest of them said, and it's a marking call, but I won't go back that far. But the number one thing they feel black people in America getting is not money. You got a lot of black millionaires, billionaires. The number one thing that they feel black people getting, and Americans, but especially black people, is true Islam. You know why? Because true Islam is what freed the world during the time of Prophet Adam. True Islam is what freed the people during the time of Prophet Noah, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Lot, Jonah. They taught when the world was insane like it is today, the only way the world could come back to sanity is by knowing who their God was. See, sanity means you're God conscious. And insanity means that you have forgot God and you're out of your mind. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam. All right. It's on Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching to you, coming to you today on his show, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for tuning in. And we appreciate your consistency and your support. Before we go any further here, again, too, I'd like to know if our beautiful sister today, who is joined in with us, if she would like to have any comments at this time. Sister Nafisa.
Yes, and like I was saying, you know, yeah, Willie Lynch, he really did a number on us through the slave masters, and it's like we just lost in the desert. And, you know, inshallah, I would just want to say that I hope everything, you know, come to pass, because everything is controlled by Allah, and we don't have no destiny without Him.
Allah, what a beautiful sister. Thank you. Imam Shabazz, did you want to comment to that beautiful comment that the sister just made?
I wanted to comment, yes. Would you repeat that, sister? Because I had someone trying to beat me in the phone, and of course I wasn't going to come up in the air to answer their call. But and it distracted me just for a moment. Could you repeat that statement that you made?
Oh, I was saying that Willie Lynch, you know, he put in the slave master's mind to tell the black people, you know, they really did a number on us. And it's a, like I said, it's a mind thing. And it's like we was just led to a desert and have no knowing of where to go or what to do.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. You know, I was speaking earlier about a dead end, and it's the same thing. They led us, they taught us a knowledge that will lead us to a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
That end means that we would destroy ourselves.
Right.
You follow me? A dead end. See, this is something that African Americans, too, are so pitiful. And they'll never be able to overcome the slave condition. You know, this English language is a corrupt language. It has so many meanings. You know, I say that to say this. You have to break down this language that we have called English, because what listen at the word. English come from what? England. Do you know that over here in America, where the European has taught African Americans into slavery and taught them that everything that God created that was right was white, and now everything that God created is wrong is black, and black is bad, and that's what you'll find in Webster's dictionary. Now, one brother shared this with me. I shared with the audience. If you study the word Webster, that's dictionary. What is a web? A web is for a spider weave. And why do a spider weave a web? So that when you get in this web, he can have you for food. He can eat you up. that web keep you entangled, and then once you get entangled, you can't move. The spider come with its poison, stick in your body, and then that poison gets you ready for him for his meal. So that's how they brought us here to America. We were just brought here as a meal, to be entrapped, And I say this too. This is a good subject we're talking on because, you know, slavery, most black people, they think that they're free now, free because they can, you know, marry a white man, marry a white woman, sit on the toilet stool with a white man, a white woman, because they had them Jim Crow laws when I was born. And they had them laws where black separatism, blacks, y'all stay to yourself, whites, we stay to ourselves. But they seen that that wasn't going to work. The government seen that that was not going to work. Because the government seen that knew that we are the people that was keeping them headed in a direction that this country wouldn't destroy itself. They knew we were righteous people. They have always benefited from the Islamic knowledge that we were blessed with as Africans. Right now, Islam is growing faster in America than it ever has, by leaps and bounds, and a lot of those converts are Caucasian or white people. And why are they converting? Because they're finding out that Islam represents true freedom, justice, and equality for all people. So, you know, black people, we have to, as they say, you know, pick up your own boots. And you got to go for yourself. Stop acting like crabs in a barrel. Stop trying to get white people to approve of you. And know that long as you have Allah, your creator, to approve of you, you don't need their approval. And what is white? What is white anyway? Is white being right? Do white means right? Look at their conduct. Do black means wrong? Black people right now, even though we may be as ignorant as we are as a people, African-American, we still are the most loving people on the planet Earth in terms of forgiving our enemies. Forgiving those who spitefully castrate us. Forgiving those who spitefully burn up our houses, burn up our children. Forgiving those who, you know, has taught us a knowledge that we follow that causes us to destroy ourselves and love them, the ones who are destroying us. If white people wanted us to be free, we would have been free by now. It's not the responsibility of white people, Jews, Italians, nor the race to free black people. It's black people's responsibility to free themselves. But black people can't free themselves until they recognize that freedom is not having a Lexus and Mercedes. Freedom is not in materialism or material things. Freedom is not in getting another race to accept you. Freedom is getting your creator to accept your life. Getting Allah, your creator, to accept you. And I tell you this right now, talk whatever you may talk, whoever you may be, about the Nation of Islam. But black people in the Nation of Islam had more unity and love than the so-called Orthodox or Sunni Muslim in America and the world today. I'll stop right there.
Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz on the reality of the Creator, teaching beautifully today, bringing it out on who are Muslims, what is Islam, who are the people of this faith. Thank you for tuning in today, our beautiful audience. Pray that you're getting a message that you can take back and share with others and will help to clear your mind of some of the false knowledge that you've been receiving. Also, I was reading the Quran a little earlier today, and I was reading the particular ayah in accordance with what the teachings would be about today. And, of course, it brings us back to the reality of who our Creator is. that we and who we are Muslims, mission committing to the will of Almighty God, Allah. And it says in this particular ayat, Surah 2, I was reading, knowest thou not that to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and beside him he have neither patron nor helper. And that made me think that Donald Trump sending people back to Africa, to their so-called country, and not allowing them over here in this country, when the whole earth belongs to us. Not just Africa or any particular part of it. The whole earth belongs to the human being. Allah gave it to them. As Imam Shahid Shabal says, we have a khalifa, and that's why they don't want us to know. We are the ones who are in charge of this earth, taking care of it the proper way, the right way, to please the Creator. And the Shaitan be given a chance. He has destroyed everything, and he's trying to take the earth as belonging only to him. So this evil that's been doing, that is causing us to suffer stuff, we need to wake up, people, and see and know and understand. And again, Surah 11 says, and they say, none shall enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian. Those are their vain desires. Say, produce your proof if ye are truthful. Nay, whoever submits his whole self to Allah and is a doer of good, he will get his reward with his Lord. On such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. The Jews say the Christians have naught to stand upon, and the Christians say the Jews have naught to stand upon. Yet they profess to study the same book, like unto their word is what those say who know not. But Allah will judge between them in their quarrel on the day of judgment. And who is more unjust than he who forbids that in places for the worship of Allah his name should be celebrated? Whose zeal is in fact to ruin them? It was not hidden that such to themselves enter them, except in fear. For them, there is nothing but disgrace in this world and in the world to come, an exceeding torment. To Allah belong the east and the west. Whithersoever ye turn, there is Allah's countenance. For Allah is all embracing, all knowing. And I want to bring it out because who is trying to play God today? Trump. And little does he realize, or maybe he does realize it, maybe he knows who he is, really. They are even calling him the devil. There are many saying, I believe he is the devil here on earth. But yes, he is trying to run the people away from America, to run Islam out of America. And you cannot run away the way of life that Allah has ordained for us to bring to the people his way of life. You only run yourself into the hellfire and self-destruction. So, people, this is only a sign, one of the time that we're in today. That we were told as children that the true war was the war between good and evil. And we can certainly see that today. That this is definitely the war between good and evil. And now, without any further discussion, Sister Lafita, did you have anything else to say?
Oh, no. Alhamdulillah, I really enjoyed this show, and it was very educational. And like I said, we need to come together as a people. But until then, you know, we have to depend on Allah and, you know, what he tell us to do within our prayers.
Yes, if I can comment, on the sister because I don't know how much time it is. I don't know how much time we have left. I do want to comment
about
on the sister.
We have about 15 minutes.
So I want to comment on what the sister just said. You're right, Sister Nafisa. The biggest key for us is unity. As a people, African-American people, we are not united. And I be out here every day traveling all over this country, and I see black people getting farther away from unity, especially the Muslims. Now, the Muslims in this country, African-Americans, we done caught more hell. Been through the worst slavery of any people in the world. We should be the people running to Allah. We should be the people more united. We done caught so much hell in this country. We should be so glad Islam is here for us. We should be glad to be united. But it's just the opposite. And Allah said that in the Quran, that with every people that was being oppressed in slavery like us, the African American, when he sent his messengers and prophets, instead of the people readily accepting the truth and being free in their mind and soul, so that they could be treated justly by their oppressors, they became, what Allah say, they became in disagreement with each other. They wanted to argue with each other, see who knew the most, and all this kind of stuff. And black people have an inferiority complex in them from slavery, where black people, they want other people to accept them, but they don't even want to accept themselves. Right? And nobody else can't respect you if you don't have self-respect. Now I'm going to read this from the Holy Quran, because I had it here, and I pray that you all will get the message. It's very important. It says Allah's authority over the heavens and the earth. People, your God and your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in six stages. Then he establishes power and rule on the throne of authority. Yes, he draws the night as a veil over the day, each seeking the other in rapid succession. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, all governed by laws under his command. Is it not his to create and to govern? Blessed be Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Call on your Lord with humility and in private. That's it.
Well, Akbar. Yes, sir. So we have some beautiful, beautiful teachings going today from Imam Shahid Shabazz on the reality of the Creator. And we have a beautiful, beautiful guest that you're always glad to see her on and welcome her on today. And that is Sister Nafisa. And the beautiful comments, the message, the words that she's bringing to us today is the reality, people. That the problem is not with blaming someone else. It's with us, the African Americans, and what we're doing to ourselves by not uniting as we should and coming together like other people are. People come over here from every part of the world. And what do? They come together. They seek out their own. And they come together to unite and to build a little society, a community over here for themselves, and to help each other to get jobs, to get work, to sustain themselves. And we don't even learn from them. We can talk about what they're taking away from us. When we've been here over 400 years, and we've had, again, like I said, Walaikum As-Salaam.
Yes, I know we don't have that much time. I have two more prayers out of the Quran. Very necessary to say to the people today.
Yes, sir. All right.
And I want to have time to get them out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Almighty Allah say, but he or she who is a greedy miser and thinks themselves self-sufficient and gives the lot to the best, Allah will indeed make smooth for them the path to misery. Nor will their wealth profit them when they fall headlong into the pit. Truly, Allah take upon Allah to guide. And surely unto Allah belong the end and the beginning. Okay, that's one prayer for our salvation. The next prayer, therefore, do I warn you of a fire blazing fiercely. None shall reach it but those most unfortunate ones who give the lie to truth and turn their backs on truth. But those most devoted to Allah shall be removed far from it. Those who spend their wealth for increase in purification and have in their hearts and minds no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return, but only the desire to seek for the countenance of the presence of their Lord, Most High, and soon will they obtain complete satisfaction.
I mean, sir. Yes, indeed, brother. Amen, Shaheed. The Bob's really bringing it to us today to let us give us clear insight into what the conditions and the problems of the world today, why they are, and what is necessary for us to solve these conditions and problems. And we can't point the finger at the other person if we're not being conscious of who we are and what we're doing to be a part of the problem instead of the solution to the problem. Yes, indeed. Today, again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, brought to you every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I want to make a little comment, too, that's in relating to the subject. Yes, we are allowing ourselves to be annihilated by following the wrong way of life, a life that causes us to destroy our own self, a life in which we will self-destruct, and we are doing just that. Subdivision, separating ourselves from one another and following other than our natural way of life, will bring about division, disunity, and self-destruction among the people. So today, we are annihilating ourselves, people. We must come together in unity. We must come together and do for self as others and build our communities and live a life as our Creator has chosen us to live here on earth and come out of this way of life that is inhumane, that is against human life, and live in accordance with the moral laws of the Creator. Again, I bring to you and I let you know, I want you to know that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and I want to bring him back. We have here now about 10 more minutes. If there's anything that he would like to say or anything that our guest or Sister Nafis would like to say, we'll welcome you both to speak at this time.
I would like to welcome the sister to speak at this time if she have anything to say. First.
Oh, alhamdulillah. I enjoyed your program. May Allah continue to bless us all.
Thank you, sister. All I wanted to say was this, our co-host, confirming what you said, that, you know, 50 years ago, which ain't a long time ago, 40 years ago, which ain't a long time ago, we as black people were in what's called segregation. That means we were separated from white people. And at that time, we were thriving as a people because we knew our survival depended on us doing for self, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. And we were doing good. We even had cities and towns that we had built, and they were our own cities and towns right here in America, Oklahoma City, Durham, North Carolina. We can get back to that. And we got to go back to doing for self if we're going to survive. Because look at all the other races. Look at all the other races. I see every day Chinese supporting Chinese stores, Jews supporting Jews stores. I see whites supporting white stores, but I see black people supporting everybody else's stores and businesses except our own.
except at home. But back when I'm talking about in the 40s and the 50s, black people were supporting black people. We had our own bus company, cab companies. We had our own electric companies, beauty supply stores, all of that. And until we come back to realize that it ain't nobody else's fault that we ain't making it in America as black people, Muslim, black Muslims, it's our own fault because we still want to think as individuals and have that old crab in the bar mentality that comes from slavery. We see one trying to get up, we pile on each other's back, and when that one trying to get out of that bar, we pull them back down. And there's a saying in my conclusion, black people in particular, that we should never look down on another black man or black woman unless we're trying to pick them up. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Again, you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is, who are Muslims? What is Islam? Who are the people of this faith? Well, I guess a lot of you are saying they really haven't talked about much about the Muslims. They're talking about the African Americans. Well, we are the Muslims. Yes, whether we know it or not. The people who came over here, as Imam Shahid Shabazz said, to build America were Muslims, Africans from over in the country of Africa, in the East. They are the ones who came. And we are their children. They are our ancestors. And we are the ones who have gone far off course by following the way of life that is not in agreement to the way of life that we are following, the way of our Creator when we came over here. We know that, of course, we were made to follow this way of life, but we know the truth now. And those who don't know it, that's what we are here for, to teach it today, let you know who you are. You are Muslim. In fact, the whole world is Muslim. We were all born submitting our will to the will of our Creator, which is Islam, bound to the will of our Creator, even in our wombs, in our mother's womb. So we are all Muslim.
Can I share something too, sister, right quick?
Yes, sir.
You know, back during the days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, there was a saying we had about the word Islam. And if you break down the word Islam, it means I, self, law, and master. Now, a lot of people have misunderstood that and thought, admit that black people were gods, like white people thought they was God or still think they God, and black thinks they God. No, everybody, yes, we did talk about Islam and Muslim and what this way of life is all about. Islam means once you submit your will to the will of God or your Creator, then you become free. You become free of the evils of this world. You become free of the injustice of this world. Why? Because once you, Islam means I self, law, and master. I took up martial art. Once you gain mastery over yourself in the goodness of Allah, then evil can't penetrate that shield. Allah will put a shield around you. So that's why this government and the rulers of the world don't want true Islam, especially America here, because they know once people get true Islam, it will free them from their lies. It will free them from the bondage of ignorance to keep the races divided. Islam means unity of God. It means one Creator, one creation, and one human spirit. That frees everybody. And we're supposed to be free with all creation to serve and worship our Creator. And Muslim, she've already stated that this way of life, Islam is a way of life that brings about harmony, that brings about unity in the worship of Almighty God. It shows people that you're one with not only other human beings, but that we are connected and one with all the universe. It's a universal order that Allah, the Creator, created. And as long as we follow it, it keeps us under His harmony, it keeps us under His peace, and it, lastly, it keeps us under His justice. And He said, we are not a true believer until we want for our brother among mankind that which we want for ourselves that is good. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Oh, praise the due to Allah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, our beautiful brother, for this beautiful message. Now, it is time for us to, in this beautiful discussion, this beautiful program of Imam Shahid Shabazz today, we want to thank you, our beautiful listening audience, for joining us, and thank you, Sister Nafis, for your support and for being with us today, with the beautiful comments that you made. We want to ask you to join us next week, the same time, 10:30 a.m. for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Now, Imam Shabazz, could you lead us in prayer at the end of the talk for today? Thank you.
Yes, inshallah. We say, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we ask you, Almighty Allah, to bless America with good leadership soon, with just leadership, so that we can all in America benefit and get equal rights. But I want to ask you also, Allah, to bless America to realize that as long as she indulges into immorality, as long as she justifies moral sins that goes against your moral law, that she cannot be saved from self-destruction. This government has legalized same-sex marriage, Almighty God. You didn't create men to be with men. You didn't create women to be with women. Even though we don't judge people, but we pray that you will change this country back to a godly country and the world back to a godly world very soon. I mean.
Thank you. Join us again next Sunday, same time, for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you